we see things changing. We must rise up to do our little part before the curtain is drawn. We trust God that He will give us strength. He will show us mercy in the name of Jesus. Media, please give us that scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, in verse number 18. All right. I will read this, but if you have the New Century Version or the Good News Translation, you will give me after this. Laziness leads to a sagging roof. Idleness leads to a leaky house. When you are too lazy to repair your roof, it will leak. Is it not true? Isn't that true? When you are too lazy to repair your roof, it will leak. And the house will do what? Will fall inside, will collapse on your head. That's from the Good News Translation. That's the scripture we are considering this morning. The Lord will bring us into other scriptures that will buttress whatever we will be discussing. The word laziness is synonymous to this word indolence, slothfulness or shiftlessness. You are not getting up. You are dragging feet. You are not rising when you are supposed to rise. You are lazy. The Bible said, when you are too lazy to repair your own roof. While we're in the village, there are these thatched houses that have been renovated every year. If you are from my kind of place, you'll understand what I'm saying. That these houses that thatched houses that every year, when the season comes, they'll remove the top grasses and they will go and get fresh one, dried, and they will cover it up, tie it round, and the house become a renewed house. So if there are threats of leakages, that singular act we take care of that. And but there are these people also in the same village who will wait until rain is beating them on their bed inside the same room. Everywhere will be leaking as rain is falling. They will get up from bed and carry a plate and be collecting rain inside the room, while others kept renovating their roof every season. As the season rolls by, they keep changing the thatch, the grass that they use in covering the house. And eventually, some of those houses, because they are mostly mud houses, so as the rain keep beating the mud, as it's leaking and it's beating the mud, eventually the house will collapse. And most of the time it falls inside. So you can imagine what will happen. The life of whoever lives in such house will be at risk. That is the background. The scripture is showing us this morning that it is laziness on the part of the occupant of such building that result to the leakages and the eventual falling of the building. Sounding like a parable, but I think whatever that has to do with your being lazy, being sluggish, that will not allow you to rise up. You may not be living in a thatched house, but your own life will be at risk as a result of your indolence, as a result of your laziness. That when others arise, I used to tell them in my house, say, look, when we are doing morning devotion here, people are already on the street. Isn't that true? People are already on the street. Some people wake up as early as, 5 o'clock. They are already on the road. They are going to their place of business. Through the night, they are calculating what to do the following day. They are just thinking what to do next, and all of that. The lazy. That early morning sleep. If you are a lazy person, you will call it sweet sleep, isn't it? If you are a lazy person, you call such sleep sweet sleep. How will you be enjoying sleep that time when others are already out there looking for what they are looking for? Laziness is a matter today. And you see, sometimes when we want to just talk, we think that everybody that made money is a thief, is a ritualist. He used somebody. Is Yahoo. Is corrupt. Let me tell you, it's not everybody out there who has money that is what you are calling them. And I also hope that it's not your own laziness that is the reason for such, unguarded statement, unverified statement, that you generalize everybody you see moving is living good. You think that is a criminal. May I tell you that it's not true? That's not the gospel truth. Some people work hard, even non-believers, as you call them. They labor, they work hard. And I tell you, God honor hard work. You don't hear me? God respects hard work. God blesses hard work. The gospel of name it and catch it and get it. Keep it aside. Go back to the scriptures. You will discover that all those who play lazy attitude, they are always behind. They are always behind. Yes, I will show you from the scripture this morning. It may not be completely because of your hard work, because of your seriousness, but your hard work actually has a place in what you become, who you become, and the resultant effect of, your experience on the long run. Actually, the Yahoo you are talking about is a product of laziness. When people, young people are not ready to work hard, they look for shortcut. They look for shortcut. They are always there on the net looking for cheap means. They are looking for who falls prey to their activities. Those who are hardworking, who labor intelligently, they don't do Yahoo Yahoo. They don't. Can't check it. Even young people. I've met young people. I told you last year I was at the National Stadium. I met a young man at the age of 30 who was a professor. He came from Cameroon to attend that program. We had the Joshua generation. This guy traveled everywhere. He said he will enter some places and they will ask, sorry, we are waiting for Oga. We are waiting for Oga. When they come to receive him, president will send people to go and receive him from the airport. They will see him. They will say they are waiting for somebody here because it doesn't look like him. He is too young to be such. Nations are looking for this young man. When he speaks, his words are law. He gives command to presidents. And because he has what they are looking for, they respect him. They look for him. He sits with them and advises them on their economy and what to do. He's a young man. Will he have time for Yahoo Yahoo and be looking for who to steal from and whose money to collect? He won't. So it's not every young man that you see that is a Yahoo person. If you conclude that, you get it wrong. There are honest people who are laboring, who are working, who are reading. They are working very hard. They are not lazy. Today we have light. You have bulbs that are giving us light. Some of you, when you schooled in the village, excuse me, sir, was it not lantern in those days? Lantern, smoking. You need to keep your nose somewhere. If not, the smoke will settle around your nose. Doctors were raised under such atmospheres. Great accountants, people, great men, millionaires, people who are doing great in the society today. That was their background. It's just that people are not telling us the truth in the society today. If not, that's where they are coming from. They work so hard. Check their parents. Some of them don't really give them anything. What they got from their parents was encouragement. But they were determined, they were resolved that they are going somewhere. They had a picture that looked very blink. Some of them may not even have met great men in their lives, but something tells them you can get there. Some of them have not watched television, but something tells them you can get there. They worked very, very, very hard. Today, all we have around are lazy things. People loitering around the street. You ask them, what are you looking for? You know, sometimes I'm around in the house. When it's around 10 a.m., just come and you see some people, some guys, just moving around. So when they come around our clothes, and we stop there. Say, excuse me, sir, who are you and where are you coming from? Who do you want? Who are you looking for? Before they say, hey, I will ask 3, 4, 5 questions. And they'll be looking and saying, I thought there's a road here. I'm going down there. And we're going to the mountain. There's no road to any mountain here. If you want to go to the mountain, go and follow the other side. And they are hanging around, you know, smoking and living all kind of reckless life. Laziness. Laziness. The Bible said, if you are too lazy, if you are too lazy, please check for me Proverbs chapter 20 in verse 4. Let's run a little bit. Proverbs chapter 20 in verse 4. Proverbs 20 verse 4. He says, a farmer too lazy to plow his fields at the right time will have nothing to harvest.
A farmer too lazy. A student too lazy. A businessman too lazy. Too lazy to plow his fields. There will be nothing for him. Nothing. Now hear me. Laziness will bring you to the day of harvest and you'll be left empty-handed. You will just be looking while men and women are returning home with their sheaves, with their harvest, with what they labored for, what they worked for. You will just be looking. Many have turned beggars today because of the attitude of laziness. Laziness. Now I see some people begging on the street. Some are, you know, official beggars. Some are, you know, social beggars, and they are there on the street. You may have met them. They dress very well and they look cute, and they are saying, "Excuse me, sir, I've gotten stranded. I'm going to," and they're asking, "Can you assist me?" Those ones are official beggars. When they finish from you, they will turn to the other person. If you spend 30 minutes, they are going nowhere. They don't go anywhere. At the end of the day, they gather so much. One of my colleagues caught somebody who was turning money into another bag. But that's what they were doing at the park around Lugbe. They will beg on this side, turn to the other side and beg. They will turn to the other side and beg. So he now saw that at the end of the day, they were gathering the money and pouring inside another container. Say, wow, this business has yielded something great. Laziness. When other people are working, some are under the hot sun out there. Some are inside the office somewhere there. Some are inside the classroom. You know, they are reading in and all of that. But here comes the lazy man, the lazy lady, who is on the street there. When others are plowing their fields, some are waiting for what will turn out at the end of the month. Like the farmer, someone else is there doing nothing. Doing nothing. The Bible said they will have nothing to harvest. Nothing to harvest. So when you get nine, is it nine Fatima Tara? F9. You get nine F9. And you are surprised. Excuse me, why would you be surprised? What did you do? How would you be surprised? It doesn't call for surprise. Whatever you sow, well, is that not what you will reap? God asks those who worked hard, who've been on the net, Since how many days when they started releasing this jump result, people are blaming teachers, some are blaming the students, some are blaming jump, some are blaming this and blaming that. I read so much. At the same time, I also read about students. 360, 390, are they not human beings? Eh? Are they not human beings? I saw Calvary Arrow Resort yesterday. They posted on the net. I don't know how many students have got less than 300. That's one school. I didn't know students that are there. They have two heads. There's one other private school in Boko there. As if to say it is in their, only in their school they wrote jump. People worked hard. So those who are smoking, those who are in the joint, those who are just pressing phone 24 hours, you know, they are doing TikTok and they are doing all kinds of things. And at the end of the day, they left there to go and face the exam. Excuse me, sir, what are you expecting? What do you expect? Why are you surprised? Laziness. We turn your day to darkness. Laziness brings shame and disgrace. Laziness will empty you of your honor. It will rob you of your honor. Because when it turned out, at the end of, you have no place to look. You will try hiding your face. Why don't you rise up and follow others while they are running? Give me that Proverbs 24, 30 to 34. I want to leave that place. But you understand that you don't expect to rise to the top when you have attitude of laziness. When you are slothful, you love sleep. You love sleep. Maybe it's only in our own time. Students read, put their leg inside water. They don't want to sleep. They are preparing for exam. You know, they burn the night. We know we will sleep. We read together and say, please, in the next 1 hour, wake me up. Or that will say, okay, well, get up. I will use my leg. Get up. Sit down. Your father pays school fees. You come here, they sleep. The people, they wake up, sit back again to read. Others will go to rest. We will keep like that until they break. They will wake you 6 o'clock. You don't want to wake up from sleep. You are expecting magic. It is a lazy attitude that makes you love sleep like that. I walk through the fields and vineyard of a lazy, stupid person. Give me the next verse. They were full of thorn bushes and overgrown with weeds. The stone wall around them had fallen down. I looked at this, thought about it, and learned a lesson from it. May you learn lesson this morning. In the name of Jesus. May you learn lesson this morning. Say, go ahead and take your nap. You like to sleep. Go ahead and have your sleep. Go ahead and sleep. Fold your hands and rest a while. But while you are asleep, poverty. You don't like to hear that word. Poverty will attack you like an armed robber. Poverty will attack you like an armed robber. While you are asleep. I walk through the vineyard of a lazy man. Your life is planted in a vineyard. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, your life is planted in the vineyard. And the word of God is showing us. Say, I learned a lesson. Will you learn a lesson this morning? That lazy attitude will expose you to poverty. Spiritual poverty, mental poverty, poverty in every respect of it. You will be exposed to poverty. Laziness. It will turn everything around. You are playing. You have God's will must be done. God's will is done in the life of serious people. Those who are determined. Say, poverty will attack you. The only way to escape such an attack, I want to tell you this morning, that you must get serious with your life. Get serious with your life. Be serious with your life. So because the culture of hard work is no longer in vogue. People don't like to work hard again. Say, after all, it's the hard work that put that man there. The hard work that I was talking to a young man recently down somewhere there, and he told me, looked at me and said, Uncle, please just leave me alone. The people we are talking about now, if we get to every day, they're going to sit on high table. And those of us that you don't allow us to operate here, we will be begging them there. Allow us. What is he talking about? He's already wasting his life. Say, we don't allow them to enjoy what God has created for them. So we should allow them. And he's a young man. Yeah, he does some work. But the money you are making, is it just for drinking and just sleeping around, you know, and you're spending and you are looking like, okay, just look at yourself. Are you satisfied being the way you are? Is there nothing better you can look like? Look at your appearance. Now check those lazy guys. Check them up and down. And ask them for me. Ask them whether you are certain. Because when I meet them, that's the question I ask. Are you okay with the way you are? We can now talk. Because I have a background to talk with you now. Because I know you are not satisfied. You are looking for something. You are not satisfied. We can now talk. Poverty. This is our own time. This is our own time. We must rise up. Wherever, whatever you are doing, give it your full time. Give it your time. It's very, very important. You remember, you know, that parable of the talent in Matthew 25, 20. We're not going to read it. But you know Jesus, it was Jesus who gave the parable. The master was traveling and gave out talents. Give out talent. You have one. Some of you have more than one talents. Go and turn it into something profitable. People will look for you. Sit down, pray. Every day I ask God for idea. Pray. Ask God for idea, but it does not end at just praying. No. You will pray. If the idea come, attack it, do something with it, you will come out different. People will admire your idea. They will look for you. They will look for you. Stop lazing around. This is your own time. John chapter 9 verse 4. It was Jesus who was speaking. Say, walk while it is day. Walk. Walk. While it is day. Even Jesus walked. He walked. Jesus was not a lazy person. He walked. In Mark chapter 1, the Bible says, rising up early. Rising up. So Jesus is an early riser. He will wake up very early in the morning, which many of us here don't do. Then they wake you up. You are grumbling. You don't rise up. Jesus wake up early to go and commune with the Father. He will go and pray to the Father over the activities of the day. He will now return back. Then I cannot go, you know, to do crusade, go to meet the crowd. He will walk around healing the sick and all of that. He rised up very, very, very early. He rose up, yes, very early. Very, very early. He will do night vigil all alone. The Bible says he went up to the mountains alone, alone. He will do night, he pray all through the night. So when he comes out and things are happening, people will be amazed. But for him, it's a normal thing. He's just coming out from the place of prayer. You want things to happen, but you're not praying. You are too lazy to pray. How will you conquer the devil?
There is no excuse for being full of excuses.
Yes. There is no excuse that you are full of excuses. You don't have there is nothing there. Because whatever you are thinking, somebody has passed through there before. Whatever you think is the reason why you are dragging feet. You hear the word of God, you don't act on it. And the word of God does not work except it's being acted upon, sir. Not just hearing. The Bible said deceiving yourself, just hearing, deceiving yourself. If you don't act on it, you won't see the power that is in the word. If you don't put the word to practice, you won't see the result. You will not. For how long will you keep admiring other people when there's so much in you? Some of you are pregnant. There was this woman that was pregnant for 12 months. He doesn't know what to do with the pregnancy. They say they should remove that. He said, no, I must give birth by myself. So he kept carrying the pregnancy. Got to the man of God and said, man of God, I'm pregnant. This is the 12th month. The man said, this baby is overdue. So you must bring the baby out. What will you be keeping the baby doing there? And the man spoke to the baby. He said, baby, where you are supposed to be? You are not there. You are in the wrong place. The food you ought to be eating here, other children are eating it, and you are there. What are you doing there? Well, he ordered the baby to come, and the baby actually came out. But what actually got there is that beyond being physically pregnant, some of you, you have so much inside of you that has delayed in coming out. You are delaying in expressing the grace of God that is inside of you. You are delaying in expressing in bringing out that business. You are delaying in expressing, you know, that power that God has put inside of you. You have ideas, but you are doing nothing about it. You say you don't have money, but you have something that ought to have made you a millionaire. They are looking for money. When will you rise up to bring that out? When? Prayer does not replace hard work. I say it again. Prayer is not a substitute for hard work. One A.J. Gordon said, he said, you can do more than pray after you have prayed. You can do more than pray after you have prayed. But you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed. Do you understand that? You can do beyond prayer when you have prayed. But you can't do without praying. If you have not prayed, you cannot. So you don't just say, I have prayed. I have been praying. After prayer, what did you do? You pray for wisdom, the spirit of excellence, and all of that as a student. When you finish praying, excuse me, sir, do you go to bed and sleep and pack your note under the bed? So you can do more than prayer, but lazy attitude only tells you that I'm praying now. I have been praying. What are you doing about this that is giving you tough time? I have been praying. You need to pray, but go beyond praying. Martin Luther said, the less I pray, the harder it gets. The more I pray, the better it gets. The less I pray, the harder. So if you don't pray, prayer has no substitute, just like hard work has no substitute. If you don't pray, it will get harder. Do you hear me? Pray, then walk. You will see result. You will. Even in whatever area of your life, spiritually you are dull. You're not carrying the fire. The presence of God is not showing forth enough in your life because of laziness. My disciple told me, say, no lazy man will be in heaven, because the path to heaven is rugged, is rough. Lazy people can't tread that path. It will require rising up to pray early hour in the night. It will require diligent study of the word of God. It will require walking at the word of God that you have studied. It will require laboring, walking, doing one thing or the other to ensure that you come out the way heaven has ordained that you should be. So it is not just I did pray. Pray, but work hard. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. So there's nothing much you can do. Those who are jumping around are saying, God asks them. They are not finding it easy. They are not. So you don't follow such path. Settle down with your life. Work hard, and I tell you, the Lord will respond to you in Jesus' name. I said to us in the morning, if God is your father, remember to call home. Remember to refer back to him. Refer every aspect of your life to him. If things are not working, don't conclude that they are not working. That's why you packed up. You have not responded correctly. Quitting is not the answer. Quitting won't give you what you are desiring to get. You must rise up, stay on it, work hard, labor on it, and trust God to get you through. Hard work confer on you dignity and respect. Hard work will confer on you dignity and respect. I don't know if you meet with hardworking people and you don't respect them. Me, I do. I do. I respect people. When I see people, they may not gather the millions, but when I see people laboring and working very, I respect them. I honor them. I give it to them because that's the attitude of God. You see that you are fasting for somebody to bring for you. You say, you have been fasting, I've been fasting. Are they not hearing God? Hearing God. The Lord will deliver you in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to pray this morning. I've exhausted my time. But I know that you can get it right. You are not serving God well because you are lazy. You are coming to church, you want to be late here and there, everywhere. Not only church, it's affecting you everywhere. People are knowing you for this attitude of laziness, and they won't respect you for being lazy. Nobody will give you space when they know that you are a lazy fellow. They won't give you position. If I'm an employer of labor and I know that this person is very lazy, sorry, I can't commit my business to your hand. You will kill it. Because you are sole proprietor, you are sleeping till 9 o'clock. Excuse me. Excuse me. Why? You miss out time. You lose out time. Where you are supposed to be there. The customers have entered other shops. They have collected what they are looking for. And all of that. You now come and they are speaking in tongue. I pray for you too. Young men, this is your time. This is your own generation. May the Lord help you. Deliver yourself now and run. Run. It's easier for you now even than the days of your fathers. Now you can access anything online. You can, but when you get there, you know what you are looking for there. It's not because you are needing to improve on yourself or grow your intellect and all of that. I'm going to pray this morning and ask the Lord, whatever it is that is devouring your strength, whatever it is that is eating up, you know, your strength. Jesus said, walk while yet is day. This is our day. This is our time. Night will soon come. Our fathers are already experiencing their own night time. They can't run the way they used to run again. And you are still far behind. When are we going to take over the baton from them? When? Then you see the weather. You can't come to Bible study. You can't come to church. You will say, it's about to rain. The weather is cold. It's this. I heard of Mola. He said, look, they trek 200 kilometers just to go attend Bible study. They go far in the Kina. He said, it's good in the Kina. And then he said, but today we beg God. We carry bus to people's house. Laziness to go and bring them to church. We even beg them. And you are sitting down here this morning. You are hearing me. You know the area of your life that is being affected. You are a great man. You are a great woman. By God's ordination, by God's design, there is something great in your life. What is affecting you? What is the shadow that is being casted upon your life that you are not rising? Why are things not working in your hand? Why is it dying in your hand when it's supposed to be prospering, supposed to be expanding. Why? You need to beg God for yourself this morning. Say, Lord, is it lazy attitude? I won't be like that farmer. I will not be like that farmer. Oh, Lord, help me. Pray for yourself this morning. Beg God to grant you help. Whoever you are, wherever you are sitting, please beg God for your life. You can do better. There is a seed of greatness in you. There is a seed of greatness in you. But laziness will not allow it to grow. Slothfulness will not allow that seed to grow. You may have worked and labored. When you look back, say, but I tried. There is not. This morning, God is changing your story. This morning, the Lord is changing your history. He's opening a new chapter for your life. God is doing something new in your life today. You may have gotten it wrong yesterday, but today, you are rising up with a resolve in your heart. You are saying, Lord, I can get that first class. I can get that A1. I can make it. That business can work. That is the idea God has put in my heart. I can do it better than the unbelievers. Look at the sacrifices the unbelievers are making. What are you doing? And when they dash you money, you will collect their sweat. I want you to beg God to help you this morning. Lord, whichever way I'm not doing right, whatever I'm not doing right, help me, open my eyes. Let me begin to do it right from this moment. Wherever I need to step out through. Hey, but something I've been dragging my feet. That conviction is not there. Lord, from today, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Pray for yourself. Those people out there, they don't have two heads. The God of the mountain, the same God in the valley, is the same God. God who helped our fathers in the faith, He can help us also. He can change your story. He can rewrite your history. He can give you a fresh beginning. Everything around you may have collapsed for whatever reason. It's possible you have been trying. You may not even be lazy, but you are not getting the required result. The expected result is not what you are seeing. Cry to God this morning. Say, Lord, I want to start afresh. I want to start afresh. Last month, I went to my friend. I said, this God is putting on my heart. I want to do it. Is it not late? See my age. He said, it is now that God is bringing it. You must rise up now. I said, yes. And I started praying. I am still on it. It's not late. It's not late. Heaven can rain down upon your life and you will get it right. You will get it right. Pray wisdom. Understanding that you need, let the Lord release to you this morning. Father, give us help today. Give us help today. Take away weaknesses. Lord, take away that laziness. Please give us help. Put strength in us, the strength of the Holy Spirit. This is part of the reason you are giving the Holy Spirit. It's not only for speaking in tongue. You are giving the Holy Spirit to lead you, to tell you where to go and what to do. That is the Holy Spirit. Lord, show us mercy today. Lord, give us help today. Give us help today. Give us help today. Give me help, every one of us. We can be a better version of what we are now. We can be a brighter version of what we are now. Yes, it's our time. It's our turn. It is our turn to make our own mark. It is our turn to scratch the wall and leave a print behind. It is our turn. It's our time. Lord, don't let it be hard that we pass this way while we were young and there was nothing we left behind. Lord, show us mercy. Show us mercy. We share in the testimonies of our fathers. We are excited when they were young, when they were growing, how they rooted out the armies of the Philistines, the great exploit they did. But we are sleeping. Lord, show us mercy. Show us mercy. Grant us help. We can be trailblazers. Yes, we can.
I stand, oh Lord, the ground is sinking sand. Oh Lord, the ground is sinking sand. On Christ, oh Christ, the solid.
I would want us to pray for ourselves that we will make use of this scripture. If you are very strong, can I request that we all rise on our feet? Except there are reasons why you cannot rise. And I would want to show you a scripture that dealt with me seriously. Please, I will plead that each and every one of us, let our concentration be here now. I'd want each and every one of us to pray. Media, please, can you help me with Proverbs and in chapter number 6 and in verse number 6? I was going in and reading for an exam that was in my 300 level. The course is post 3311. I think it's either international, whatever, but post 311. And in the dream, the whole question, the whole that was going to come out in the exam, the whole question from number 1 to number 6. Number 1 had A, B. Number 2 had A, B, C. The whole question was given to me in the platter of gold. I saw it. I was busy with church and the question came. But you know, I just laugh and I threw my leg somehow. I'm telling you life stories. Now God woke me up the next day and called me a sluggard. Are you hearing me? He said, no, please give me King James. Proverbs 6:6. Give me King James. Yes, I like this. He said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Ha! Ha! I say me. I don't know what I scored in that course. I can't remember. Jehovah that created me, who is my father, I hope you know that this rebuke is not out of wickedness, it's out of compassion. That is what this message this morning. I am sure, sir, that you have to revisit this message. You need to bring it down. Because while you were asking me whether it is an exposition, a pastor will deal with that though.